I've developed a new concept called the Oprah to TikTok pipeline. Because I think Oprah destroyed philosophy. It was not postmodern theory. It was Oprah. Single-handedly, she created Dr. Phil and the Law of Attraction Lady and Deepak Chopra, and all this shit is now like 50% of TikTok as well. So at one time, philosophy's turf was self-help. And no philosopher wants to admit that because they think they're talking about the transcendental...
Deeper questions.
Or transcendental or transcendent ideas. But that's just way too much work. So now we have, you know, the Oprah spinoffs.
I mean, what about Whitehead saying something like, you know, we don't ever disprove older philosophy, like some new sort of style of philosophy comes along and just sort of displaces the old style. There's no, you know, questions are important during certain periods of history and then they go away and they're not important anymore. It's not like we've disproven the importance of such questions or answered those questions even satisfactorily. They just go away and new questions come around. Yeah, I mean, that's a very loose paraphrase, but he'll say something like that.
Well, do you guys know what the law of attraction is?
No, I don't think so.
Is that like a Lorenz attractor type situation, or is that something different?
It's less than that. It's like when you manifest something in your mind, then...
Oh, like a vision board?
Yeah, a vision board. If you manifest it, then you can cause it to come into being.
That's pretty wacky.
Which is 50% of TikTok.
Visualizing.
As far as I'm aware.
Visualize your success before you are successful.
But I think the death of philosophy, probably Heidegger was the last philosopher. I think I would go to bat for that. But like,
what does that
the
mean?
Popularity of Sartre versus like, there's no philosopher that anyone knows today, other than maybe Zizek, but the popularity of Sartre was like all of French society wanted to know what he thought about everything because he kind of turned Heidegger into a self-help book and then wrote some depressing plays that express the French post-war depressive demeanor, the nausea. But Oprah ideology is the opposite of nausea. It's like the self-assuredness. And Oprah won. So if you're saying that Whitehead is not comparing, or you can't compare epochs one to another, then we are in the Oprah epoch of philosophy.
Yeah, our concerns just aren't the same.
Yeah, it's all spirituality, but it's Weltgeist in the California version of Weltgeist.
But like, there's a lot of contingency around what questions are important too. And a lot of those old ones come back and become more important. Like, you know, Heidegger did, you know, clear away a lot of space for Aristotle to be reinterpreted. Like, I just downloaded a bunch of those Joe Sachs translations of Aristotle, which are supposed to get back to the ancient Greek and get rid of the sort of Latin translations that have came around in the interceding millennia, and get back to the original sort of, and then try to sort of see what was Aristotle like sort of saying in his own language. Whether or not it makes sense to us is another question, but I don't know. Some of those things do come back as a maybe unexpected result of reviving some older philosopher, or an unexpected consequence of some brilliant philosopher who was trying to reawaken the question of being and just ended up promoting more translations of Aristotle to be done differently.
There's a career.
I'm a little stuck on like what you just said there, Pills, about like Heidegger being the last philosopher. I like, what is philosophy to you?
Philosophy is making up cosmic sounding names for stuff that you can never observe from any other position, and then arguing with other people about the names that you made.
Well,
so
maybe you
it's
just
the forms.
I feel...
No, it's not the forms, it's the substances. So maybe I was too hard on the metamodernism guy, because even if you're bad at making up words, this is what philosophy has been since Thales.
I think what you're talking about there is metaphysics, not philosophy, writ large.
Yeah, there's the end of metaphysics. That's a kind of Nietzschean provoked, Heideggerian fulfilled, Derrida continued kind of thing, right? And I mentioned before, it has a lot of parallels with the end of history. Because if we're saying that history ends with the fall of communism in the early 90s, then it's like, okay, then what was history if it's something that has now ended? What was philosophy if it is something that has now ended?